Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland talking about the situation in France because Michel Barnier, the Prime Minister, just resigned. Or is he President du Conseil, something like that, as opposed to President de la République? No, I think it's Premier Ministre, after all. They used to call him President of the Council as opposed to President of the Republic. That's that Emmanuel Macron is President of the Republic or just President. So Barnier, he's no spring chicken. He's in his 70s. He's that very lofty chap with that snowy white hair who somehow belies that in looking rather youthful, considering being in French politics for half a century since elected to the National Assembly, served in a number of different posts. He's on the center right. Anyway, and now the opposition, particularly the leftists, are demanding that Macron tender his resignation, something no one has done since Charles de Gaulle in 1969, partly as response to what it was, the sort of the May 1968 riots. Now, Macron, he's in his second term, elected first in May 2017 and re-elected in 2022, the first prime minister in almost 20 years to be re-elected. He's got three more years to go. So he's limited to two terms only. He's actually 46, so their youngest ever president. What's he going to do after he leaves politics? There's no limit on the amount of time one can be prime minister. Well, not necessarily politics. He'd leave the Elysee Palace. He could do something else in frontline politics. So Macron, he used to be a member of the Socialist Party. Then he's had his own party, La France En Marche, which is a bit like France on the move. And he's governor. He's also negotiating with them. But the actual Parti Socialiste is not very big these days. Partly people defect to La France En Marche, which is not as big as when he founded it in 2016 and they won the elections in 2017. Now, there's Rassemblement National, often portrayed as far right. They're in opposition to the president and indeed Michel Barnier. Macron says that there's an anti-Republican front coalescing against him. So the a vote of no confidence was passed, and that hasn't happened since 1962. So anyway, the Prime Minister clearly lost the confidence of the National Assembly. And remember, he is appointed by the President, but must retain the confidence of the National Assembly. So equivalent in the British system is like the President's a bit like a monarch in that case. So they already had an election earlier this year. But the trouble is the parliament is just very evenly matched between the different factions. They can't move forward and they can't move backwards. Another election in the same year, they'd really try to avoid that, but that might be the only way to break the deadlock. Okay, so there's the left, right, and the center. Michel was sort of center, Michel Barnier. And remember, Michel Barnier was European Union's main negotiator during the Brexit talks with the United Kingdom. So the leader of the Socialist Party, Olivier Faure, said they've got to compromise. Could they have a government of national unity involving almost all the parties? Probably not. He wouldn't want a Rassemblement National, which I say is racialist. What on earth is going to happen? So there's the new Popular Front. And there's France Insoumise. People often say France en bas, they're communist, really. And they often won't face up to the necessity of reducing taxation, because the new Popular Front, that's all the left-wing parties, they got 193 seats. Ensemble Alliance, that's they got 166 seats. Les Républicains, which is a moderate right, they've only got 46 seats. Rassemblement National has got 142, and they're 29 of various very minor parties like the Greens. And they don't seem to be able to work together. No one can command a majority. Remember, Marine Le Pen, she still rules. She still leads Rassemblement National, which her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, used to lead. He's about 95 now. Anyway, Marine Le Pen, she said that she has to remind Macron. He's supposed to guarantee the constitution, and censuring the government is not against the Republican spirit, and indeed is explicitly provided by for the constitution. They're allowed to do that, simply exercising that right. So there is no prime minister at the moment. Macron says he'll appoint within the next few days. Well, I think it's telling he didn't say how many. One day, 2 days, 3 days. Why is it taking so long? Because he doesn't want someone to be immediately voted down by the by the National Assembly, which would humiliate him, which would pile on the pressure for him to resign. I'm not sure how that resolves the situation to be without him as well. So 331 MPs voted for the motion of censure against Michel Barnier. They only needed 288 to pass, so that they cleared that bar quite easily. So he resigned yesterday. The budget was withdrawn. It's to do with this because France has been living way beyond its means for a long time. It's just unpopular. It's a crisis of entitlement. So that's what causes revolution. We want this much in child benefit. We want this much on university spending. We want these whatever welfare payments. We want a very low retirement age. Is it 60 in France? When they suggested raising it to 62, who was Sarkozy was going to do it, and Sarko lost the election partly because of that. François Hollande immediately came in, fulfilled the electoral pledge to put it down, back down to 60. Very nice, but just financially unviable because people are living longer and longer. It's a very healthy country, one of the longest life expectancies in the world. People often not enter the job market till their mid-20s, and it's just a crushingly heavy burden on people of working age, and it's getting worse as is a graying population. So what are they going to do? Nobody's going to face up to these unenviable choices. We're going to have to pay more in tax. We're going to have to cut spending in other areas. And we just can't spend so much on welfare. Obviously, there have been some difficulty with rising energy prices because of the Ukraine war and so on. There's still the fallout of COVID to deal with. Higher food prices because of the Ukraine war. They've had to beef up the spending, had to look after more refugees, and. So some people said that Macron ought to call an early election, but he really doesn't want to do so. As I say, he might eventually be obliged to do so. He hasn't said who is going to be the next prime minister, but they have to sort out the budget for the forthcoming year. Now, people say it could be Sébastien Lecornu, defense minister, or the interior minister, Bruno Retailleau, another centrist politician who stood for the presidency, François Bayrou, but he lost by miles. So Gabriel Attal is going to be sort of the caretaker. He's the first gay person to be prime minister as well. And he served in that position this summer for a couple of months before Barnier was appointed. They're just not really facing up to financial reality and their strikes, their riots in this, because people feel this is their right to get these payments. They don't want them taken away. Okay, but you're going to have to pay a lot more in tax, which they don't want to do. It's already a very high tax country. So they need a sort of a Maggie Thatcher to say to ram these things through, that this is just unaffordable and we're going to have to work later. That is the reality. When the retirement age of 60 was set, that was beyond life expectancy. Most people paid into the system for decades, never saw a penny, died without claiming any. But now they're claiming it for over 20 years in most cases. So the country can't afford to do that. Most of the physically demanding jobs were crocked by 60. Farm laborers, factory workers, miners, construction workers, they mostly do office jobs. And so the retirement age has got to go up with life expectancy. But very few politicians have the cojones to say that, because that would obviously spell doom to your electoral career. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.